Good morning, it's Friday. This is Guru's Tech Bytes, episode 63. I got coffee, I got a browser with 14 tabs open, and somehow the internet decided to make infrastructure, rockets, security robots, and parenting all part of the same breakfast plate. This is what happens before breakfast now. First up, Void Zero is joining Cloudflare, which is a big deal if your JavaScript build tools are the little engine room under half the modern web. Vite, test, roll down, all that fast developer machinery gets parked next to Cloudflare's network, and suddenly, your website build process is standing in line at airport security with a jetpack? I like it, but I am also nervous, because every time the web gets faster, somebody invents three more config files. Second, SpaceX and other giant IPO candidates are not getting a special express lane into major S&P indexes. The index people basically said, yeah, even if your company is worth more than a small moon base, you still have to wait like everybody else. Eh. Huh. Okay, that's something. Investors wanted the velvet rope moved, but the rulebook is staying stubborn, like a printer that only jams when your boss is watching. Third, Anthropic has released an open-source framework for AI-powered vulnerability discovery. That means researchers can test how agents poke around code for security flaws without pretending every demo is magic dust in a hoodie. This is the good kind of scary, robots finding bugs before criminals do, instead of Clippy asking if you meant to expose a database to the whole internet. And finally, RetroTech parenting is making the rounds, and honestly, I get it. Parents are trying to give kids useful technology without handing them the glowing rectangle casino that makes adults forget why they walked into the kitchen. Old cameras, dumb music players, game systems that do one job. That's not nostalgia. That's damage control with better battery life. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.